Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. Our subject matter today deals with a story dealing with gaslighting. So please have something to write with, your iPad, your phone, paper and pencil, so that we may get started. And thank you for tuning in with Dr. Louisa on today. Please feel free to click to become a follower and also leave a comment. Today we're going to go over an episode that we missed some time ago by not recording. So here we go. We want to share a story with you so that you may receive a visual picture of what gaslighting is all about. The psychologist that wrote this story about gaslighting included a sample of what he experienced going with someone in therapy. The names have been changed and do not reflect true identities. Years ago, a psychologist worked with a couple named Janie and Dan, who were high achievers in their 40s, and they were living in Philadelphia. The couple was enjoying their newlywed life until the gaslighting started. Remember, gaslighting is an episode where the gaslighter tries to control the person who's called a target by having them not believe their reality. Dan was about how Janie didn't have anything to contribute to their financial picture. Does this sound familiar to anyone? At first, Janie didn't take the criticism seriously, even though she admittedly wasn't great at saving. She was making a great salary and contributed her fair share. She dismissed Dan's saying and it's cute and part of their banter. She dismissed it, things he would say. When they had kids and decided that Janie would stay home and care for them, Dan took a higher paying job that involved a lot of travel. That's when Janie began to notice that he was growing distant, a claim immediately dismissed. Follow it closely. She also noticed that Dan would take out large withdrawals from their account while he was on the road, even though he would insist that money was tight when he was at home. And don't forget to write down the 800 number that you may want to refer someone to or you may want to call yourself. The national hotline number for domestic abuse, domestic violence is 800-799-7233. That number is 800-799-7233. And for the TTY, that number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. So then, believing he could be having an affair, which was met with Dan's insistence that she was imagining things. When Janie pushed back, he kept repeating, "You don't know anything about money." Hasn't that already been established? So here she is saying one thing, and he's coming a different way. She became increasingly anxious about money, believing
that it wasn't her strong suit.
Ever she brought up anything about Dan's expenditures, he would respond with contempt and tell her she was a disaster with money. Over time, Janie's belief that an affair was occurring strengthened, yet she stopped asking, which made her more anxious. But she somehow felt less and less entitled to knowing anything about his life. After all, she really wasn't a nightmare. After all, she really was a nightmare with money. At this point, they stopped couples therapy, saying that the cost was too high. The psychologist reports that the last time he heard from Janie and Dan, Dan had admitted to being involved in another relationship. Janie wondered if it was her fault by being such a pain to him about money. The psychologist went on to write, he's witnessed several situations like Janie and Dan over and over again in his practice. In many cases, the gaslighting occurred over both an accurate accusation. Number one, Dan was spending a lot of money on the road. Number two, and the emotional complaints, Janie noticed that Dan was distancing himself. So that gives you a visual picture of how gaslighting can occur in a relationship. Whether it's on the job, with your boss, with family members, or with your spouse, or with someone that you're dating. So now we want to go and cover the profile of an abuse, of an abuser coming from a gaslighter, as a way to control the moment in the relationship. Think about that. Think about situations you have found yourself in with someone else, and you're trying to ask a question, but instead of the person answering your question, are dealing with what you're saying, they flip the script and go to something else, which is about you. So for gaslighters like Dan, the technique is a way to control the moment in the relationship, to stop the conflict, to ease some anxiety, and feel in charge again. So that's what that is all about. So now we want to continue talking about the profile. People aren't really born gaslighters. They're born as introverts or extroverts. A gaslighter is a student of social learning. They witness it, feel the effects of it, see that it is a potential tool. It is a cognitive strategy for self-regulation and co-regulation. To be frank, it works. Gaslighters are people too. For many, gaslighting could be a bad habit picked up from the relationship they grew up around. If a gaslighter, partner, friend, or parent is willing to do the hard work of changing the way they argue or interact with them, change is possible. But it can be difficult to achieve this reality. Now, getting back to Dan feeling control in the moment, it was to stop the conflict and to ease some anxiety and to feel in charge again. It's a way for someone to deflect responsibility and to tear down someone else, all the while keeping the other person hooked on is the desperate need to please another person or prove that person wrong. So what are some of the signs of being in a gaslighting situation? Before I go there, why don't I say, here are some of the things to watch for from a gaslighter. Does it leave you feeling like you're being controlled? This could include your partner telling you how to dress, who you can see or talk to, whether or not you can have a job. Another therapist told a story. It was about her boyfriend at age 17. He came from a troubled background. He abused alcohol and snapped angrily at everyone. He put the therapist down every chance he could. She talked herself out of it and married him anyway. Her abuser ended up breaking her cheekbone in an argument. Sometimes it's hard to really think or believe that you're in an abusive relationship. So what we need to do, you need to look for the red flags in the relationship. Look to see if the person on your probably first encounter is really telling you personal information, even before there has been any intimacy in the relationship. This is frequently done in relationships when a person is trying to really win you over very quickly. So if you suspect your partner is using gaslighting as a way to minimize his or her abusive tactics, you need to call the national hotline number, which is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. We have 1 minute and 35 seconds left. The TTY number is 800-787-324. That's 800-787-3224. Now, next week, we are supposed to talk about the beginning signs and the red flags to include manipulation, what's going on, and power and struggle control within a relationship, the beginning signs of domestic violence. We want to thank you very much for tuning in today, and we want you to remember, if you're in doubt, call the national hotline number. Just talk to someone. Find someone that you can talk to. If you feel that someone is trying to take you out of your reality space and make you doubt yourself, the number is 800-799-7233. We thank you very much for listening. Once again, at the top of the page, why not click on follow icon so that way you can be notified ahead of time of the next show that will be coming on. And also leave a comment. Free to go back and read any of the other shows that we've already broadcast. Once again, we thank you very much for tuning in, and do have a blessed day. Remain safe. Good day.